Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I love videos like this. I love stats like this. I love when you add things up for a year and you sit there and go, huh? Okay, so please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this. We have had a crazy year in 2024. And if you have half a brain, you are probably with me where you think you haven't seen anything yet, baby. But listen to this stuff, okay? Our country is $36.5 trillion in debt right now. Think about this. If we don't change anything that we're doing, we are going to be $51 trillion in debt at the end of Donald Trump's second term. If they keep spending money the way that they've been spending it right now, don't change a thing. Don't alter anything. $51 trillion. We'll never get out of debt. The average household debt is $18 trillion. $18 trillion is owed collectively by the average families. Is that crazy? Average debt, guys. It's crazy. On a single day in December, Joe Biden commuted 1,500 sentences for people that are hardened criminals. And again, you can look these stories up because they are awful on what these people did. The U.S. Census Bureau, this is, things like this really bother me because one thing that you have to work on is your financial independence and getting out of debt. You got to get healthier. You got to take better care of yourself. You got to get out of debt. 37% of the people in our lives, the average people around all of us, have trouble buying necessities for their household. That is terrible. You know, Bank of America says almost one-third of the people out there spend 97% of their disposable income on necessities. What's a necessity, guys? The problem with it is when I talk to people, they tell me, oh, I skip this to do this. It's not going out. It's not going out to dinner, buying anything lavish. It's just the necessities of life. That is nuts, guys. The average household in Miami spends $337 on a single trip to the grocery store. Isn't that crazy? Miami, $337. That is nuts, guys. It now takes $100,000 a year, they say, to live the American dream. But the problem with it is if you want to live the American dream in nicer cities like Miami, it takes, they say, $250,000 a year. When you ask these people, what does it take to feel comfortable, $270,000 a year? Wow. It just keeps adding up. You know, overall, U.S. home prices since 1974, and all you people that write me and say, Dan, I had a 13% mortgage. It was no big deal. You know, I loved my house. It was like buying a car, guys, because it's gone up 1,000% since 1974. You know, there was a great study that was sent to me about the billionaire lifestyles of the 1900s and all these people that we Rockefellers and the, you know, the steel magnates and all these people, you know, that had all this money. And they had luxuries that we take for granted now. Somebody to mow the lawn, somebody to wash their cars, different things that we have that make it like we have a billionaire lifestyle from 120 years ago. So again, lifestyles have improved, but the money hasn't improved. Which is what's nuts, guys. So, you know, Warren Buffett, a lot of people hate that guy, and rightfully so, I get it. But the thing that floors me about him is that live a simple life. I think it's really crappy that he's not giving his money to his family members. I think that you if you have what it takes to build generational wealth, leave some drippings to everybody. Know what I mean? So that's just me. A few things that will blow you away. There were 156 million votes cast in the last election. That's crazy. The nearly $11 billion was spent on the election. $11 billion. Is that crazy? I mean, you guys understand they spent like $100 million on the George Bush versus John Kerry election, and people were freaking out. $11 billion. One state, Pennsylvania, They spent $1.2 billion in ads in Pennsylvania alone. Isn't that crazy? Hello. I mean, again, it's nice to be able to talk about this stuff, but man, oh man, I'm just thinking, it's crazy that you've got all these people that are, you know, talking about the elections, talking about voting, and, you know, it's nuts. But all that money, billions of dollars spent in one state, I mean, come on, guys. Is Pennsylvania that good? I guess. Guess it was that important. You know what's funny? They say that that was won by the Amish. So, who knew? Share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys. Let me know what you think so far. There's a bunch of these stats to cover that I think are fascinating. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. As we make resolutions for the new year, one thing that you need to look at is your finances and your retirement. As we hear all these crazy stats, one thing that you need to look at is getting precious metals into your life. The best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. Find out about IRAs and 401ks that are backed by precious metals. Number one rated for 8 years in a row, over $2 billion in transactions. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Best-in-class service, deal with the owners directly, contact them today. Fantastic company. If you do not want to call, just use the link below, fill it out. They will send you out a free investor guide. They will answer all your questions. Buying gold and precious metals into your retirement is very easy to do, but go with number one rated and contact Patriot Gold Group today. It's going to be a very exciting year, and you don't want to miss out on this. Now, the past year was tumultuous, and they say that there's going to be much more craziness in 2025. 79% of the people that were surveyed with all elections, okay, across the country, city council meetings, state offices, you know, national offices, 79% on average said that the country was going in the wrong direction. You know, I'm telling you, I have become my grandpa because it's like, let me tell you about a time when everything was fantastic. And people worked, and you could believe in this. You know what I mean? It's like, it's nuts. So, you know, according to Bank of America, there was a jump since the beginning of the pandemic, since 2019, end of 2019 to today, there's been a 10% jump in the number of people living paycheck to paycheck. All you hear from the politicians are how great it is and how our, you know, our wages are going up. Well, that's not right. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, think about this, 29% of all households are single individuals right now in 2024. Isn't that crazy? Almost a third, guys. Over a quarter of the houses have one person in their household. And people are by themselves, which leads to the next stat, which is, you know, 30% of people say that they have felt lonely in their lives. And you're seeing a jump in people that are being clinically, that are being getting medical advice that they are clinically depressed. That is wild, guys. That's up 40% right now. So, again, guys, you know, everybody, every friend of a friend, every client, my buddy's so lonely. People get old and give up or get older or think that they move someplace new. Go join meetup groups. Go and do things that you are interested in socially. And I'm telling you, man, you will meet some of the best people because they like the same things that you do. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 425,000 criminals are living in the United States. That's nice. According to North Carolina governor, Hurricane Helene has exceeded $50 billion in damage. Hurricane Helene, $50 billion in damage. According to the Government Accountability Office, Congress, think about this, Congress has already approved for foreign wars $174 billion to be spent in 2025 between now and April. What could you do with $174 billion? Remember, somebody had told Elon Musk, if you could get $6 billion, we could cure hunger around the world. I dare you, try it. You know, shave off from that $174 billion. Isn't that a wild figure when you guys hear that? So, how about this? How many military conflicts right now are going on around the world? Active military conflicts. 56. 56. Who knew? Who knew? There's over 2 billion people that say that they would eat insects. You again, you first. Go ahead. You know, crickets. Cricket tacos. Those sound so good. No, Pasadena, guys. Pasadena. Here's one for you. 37% of everybody here in the United States say that they have at least one maxed out credit card right now. That's terrible. That's awful. If you took out all of the credit card debt, it would outdo. Think about this. It would be twice as large as the GDP of the 100 most poorest countries in the world, of our credit card debt alone. In other words, we're just maxed out. Everybody owes money, and the poorest countries owe money. At one food bank in New Jersey, imagine one food bank in New Jersey, the activity for food has quadrupled. Well, that's around the country, guys. We've seen that happen so much, and I'm not trying to make light of it. That's awful. More than 3 million people live in their cars right now. Is that terrible? I'm telling you, when Australia had a bunch of problems in 2021, we learned about all these different places that the working poor, because rent shot up in Australia. You know, they have a weekly rent there. You know that? Rent is figured per week. You want to live here, it's so much a week. And you guys understand this, there's 52 weeks in a year. So you pay more in rent that way than you do on a traditional month. So I always got a kick out of that. But 52 weeks a year they pay rent, and all these people are sleeping in their car, and you've got, gosh, we're at an all-time high of homeless people. There are 770,000 homeless people in the United States right now, and it grew 18% in just 1 year. Oh, that's nice. Our government at work doing a good job. By the way, California, they can't find the $23 billion in Southern California. So, the number of job openings in the United States has fallen by 4 million since 2021. Okay? I'm telling you guys, you're going to see massive layoffs in 2025. You haven't seen anything yet. And when these layoffs happen, you're going to see the one problem that people have written me is, getting a job and trying to find a job during this time is taking much longer. I'm telling you guys, and I say this to people and it pisses them off, but the truth is, your job, when you need a job, is to look for a job. You need to treat it like something you would do 40 hours a week. And I get people that say, hey, I emailed this person and I haven't heard back. Man, show up at that place. Do something different. Be somebody that's not, an email. How many emails do you get that you ignore? So does the recruiter at that company. They're ignoring you. And 2024, how many store closures were there? There was 7,100 store closures across the country. That is awful, guys. Absolutely disgusting. For the 12 months ending June 30th, the number of business bankruptcies are up 40% compared with the previous 12 months. So you're seeing this. You're seeing office buildings, a Manhattan office building that sold originally in 2006 for $332 million, just sold for $8.5 million. Well, that must have been a terrible offer. No, guys, the commercial space is absolutely falling to the floor right now. Do you want to see if you're making the average income? Half of all U.S. workers make less than $43,152 a year. How do you survive on that? You don't. So, crazy, guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. First thing is, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. You go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for it, and it is everything that's too hot to cover anyplace else. We're going to live through very tumultuous times, and it's going to get crazy. And I love sharing everything that we can talk about there that we can't talk about here. I talked about layoffs and all those stats. And one thing that's wild is you're going to see layoffs in every sector. There's not a sector right now, other than the negative, other than, hey, I'm a divorce lawyer, hey, I'm a bankruptcy lawyer, AI work in the foreclosure business. We need more people. Every sector of manufacturing, every sector of delivering, every sector sector of travel is having problems with that industry. And they're going to have massive layoffs. And I'm telling you, I had a buddy of mine sit down, and he just said, you know, you talk about this stuff all the time, and I want to be proactive. I want to go get another job right now because I don't want to get laid off by these idiots that run this place because, you know, they have such problems when it comes to leadership. How about this one? There is a guy who's responsible for a manufacturing and making sure that all the machines work, making sure that there's inventory for the parts. This guy has been under serious heat lately because there are products that represent about 25% of the sales of the company. And the guy decided, I'm going to take 6 weeks off. I have the vacation time, and just left the company. But left the company and didn't tell him who's going to do what, where they're going to get it, when it was ordered, nothing. So basically at a standstill. He says, can you believe that? Why this guy still has a job, I don't know. But you want to let that guy be in charge of management at your company, and you think your future is going to be okay? You're joking. You're drinking the crazy Kool-Aid, you know? Final story is a man named Mike Johns, who was a tech entrepreneur, is a tech entrepreneur. He was traveling from Scottsdale to Los Angeles and hopped in one of those Waymo's driverless taxis that they have in Arizona. The thing kept circling a parking lot. Read the story below. There's a video there that he shared on LinkedIn. That's crazy. Kept doing circles. He finally had to call the company and was saying, I'm getting sick, you guys, if this thing's doing circles. Imagine that. No driver, can't unlock the door. How unsafe is that, that you just can't get out of the car? You can't jump to the front seat and stop those things. He called the company. Oh, let me see what I can do. Watch the video because it's crazy. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and onward and upward, guys. It's going to be a great year. A lot of cool stuff coming out. I can't wait to share it with you.